Hello, everyone. This is Ladies Number One Detective Agency, Clearing the Paranormal. I am your host, Amae Clark, and I'm joined by my co-host, Janet Graham.
Hello, how is everybody today?
And we are recording today on April the 3rd of 2024 in the beautiful town of North Bay. So we thought, it's rather impromptu. We decided to do an episode on the eclipse because there seems to be so much information out there, let's just say, of opposing views and what it's going to be about and what it's not going to be about. So I thought it would be great to just have a chat over some tea about the eclipse. And we can get some insights from spirit. Also, I wanted to share some information that was provided to me by Suzanne, who is a Holy Fire Reiki master and is completing her astrology, master astrology course. And she had some interesting insights for us as well. She can't join us today, but I can at least relay some of the information to her.
Perfect.
All right. So the eclipse, this big eclipse that's happening on Monday, April 8th at, well, for North Bay area, it'll be around 3:15, 3:20 in the afternoon. We're not on the direct course.
No.
But we are close to Ottawa, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And Montreal is another one on the path. I mean, I guess we don't really have to talk about the path too much. People can find all that information online. So
exactly.
So, yeah, and I started getting some messages. People were asking about the eclipse and what the impact is going to be. And do people need to be worried? And I'm not online. So, Janet, maybe you could just share some of the negative information that's being passed around.
Well, some of the negative that's being passed around online is mostly beware, beware, beware. And I'm going to say, take care, take care, take care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do be practical. Don't sign any contracts. Okay. But don't buy any electronics. Do the simple things that, you know, we look at things and we go, oh my God, let's go out and let's buy this house. No, think about it first. There's something hidden. Okay. During this period of time, you're going to find that more and more things are going to come. They're going to come out. The truths are going to come out. Politically, okay, in the whole world, within your family and friends. And I'm just getting the shivers, like something fierce. And it's like our own truth. What is your truth? Look inside yourself. What do I have to do? What do I want to change about me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look at the things that you've gone through in life, because we've all gone through a lot. And just look and understand, wow, look how far I've come. But what else would I like to tweak and take care of?
Yeah, and I think some of the, I mean, that's really good advice. And I think some of the, what's overlapping with this eclipse energy, which we'll go into more like the astrological stuff after, but is we got a Mercury retrograde going on top of that, which is all the R's, you know, review, rehash,
renew.
Renew. Reneg.
Yeah. Run away.
And it's all about, you know, like I can't remember. I can't even count how many times I've lost my cell phone in the last couple of days in my own house. I mean, it's a pretty typical thing for me, but I still have a landline and I keep it just so I can find my phone.
Oh my goodness. Or you hope somebody will call you so you can find your phone.
Can find my phone.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's Mercury retrograde.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the other things that you're hearing online?
Well, I hear a lot of talk about, what I was seeing was a lot of things about a lot of politics.
Yeah.
Mostly, okay, world politics. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm not a politician, But my world view is be with and do with people who are actually going to be taking care of people, not people that are in there for themselves and just are all about what they can accomplish by screwing everybody else over.
Yeah, but a lot of those politicians are, they have controllers. Even though we think we're voting for people,
No, we're
we're
not.
not, we have no control whatsoever. They've already decided who the leaders are going to be, who they're controlling. They're all part of the, I don't want to get into conspiracy stuff
No.
so much, but on that note, I was listening to Pam Gregory, who is a really good astrologer, and she's very factual. And so her channel on this eclipse, she has an episode on this eclipse, which is quite interesting. But what piqued my interest was, because I knew it was going through Ottawa, through Montreal, but I forgot, like, our government sits there.
All
It's
right.
our Canadian government. And she said, oh, she was talking about Trudeau and how it is where his moon sits and how that eclipse is going to affect him personally. As well as being leader of our country. So it'll be really interesting to see if there's any shakeups around the eclipse time around him or the government. But having said that, it just made me think of something. Everyone thinks things are going to happen like in the few minutes that the
No,
eclipse is going to happen. There's going to
this is
be
over the
the
next
world is
year.
going to
No,
be wiped out. We're going to
no.
have an So there's different parts to that. The energies of the eclipse, we've already been experiencing them, and we're going to continue to experience them. I think, did Suzanne say it was going to be for the next 6 months or the next year?
Think she said for the next 6 months. But when you were speaking, Trudeau, our leader, I spirit said our former leader.
Our former leader, I
Yes.
think maybe that non-confidence vote, he's actually, we're gonna have a confidence vote
I
to
don't know, but
get
that's
him out.
I'm just telling you this is what they
Good,
said.
our former leader.
Spirit said our former leader.
That would be a positive change.
But people, it's really, really important that you listen to yourself. What does your intuition tell you? And stand in your own power. Don't let everybody else sway you. Do what feels right within you.
Well, and I think too, depending on what you're following and what you're listening to, and there's paths to these eclipses, and they've occurred at different times. So I was watching Rise TV, and they had a couple of really interesting comments about the eclipse, and also were raising some concerns, like, why is there this overkill of calling in the National Guard, and why are all the schools canceling, class for the day? Is it just because of the event, or is there something else going on in the background?
Well, it makes you think that there's something hidden there,
Right.
but that will be revealed too.
Yeah. So what they said, so they had John Vivanco, who's a remote viewer, just kind of look into the whole, why are they asking all these National Guard to come in, because they were saying to the public it's just for public safety. And one of the guys on the show was saying, well, how is it any different than Christmas or New Year's or any other big event in these major cities where there's so much traffic and a lot of people and people coming in to visit? It's a Monday. The eclipse isn't for a few minutes. What could possibly happen? But when John Vivanco did the just a cursory remote view on it, I said, no, it is just for safety. So, but the problem is then the media takes all this stuff and just creates this whole,
Big pile of baloney.
big pile of baloney isn't good.
Think about it. What's
Right,
baloney
exactly. So, and I think also on that, like, so there's Pam Gregory, astrology, you
out of,
can
right?
follow that. Rise TV is really good. And it's not that these people have all the right information and all the truth, but at least they're exploring and trying to get to it, right? And there's a lot of truthers out there on the internet, and I just stopped following almost all of them because it's like they're being fed information. They
Exactly.
could be very well-meaning people, but that stuff's being fed to them. And they still don't, it's still like I think of all the stuff that I watched during COVID, and I mean, certainly had my whole worldview and understanding of everything change. But then it got to the point, it's like, oh, you know, everyone keeps saying disclosure is going to happen now. Disclosure is going to happen now. The truth is going to get. And it's like, okay, I'm really done with this. Like, you keep saying you have the truth, you have the information, but
Where
it's
is the
where is it?
information?
It's still not happened 3 years, 4 years later. So,
Exactly. Exactly.
yeah.
No, look into yourself. Okay. Like, focus on you and what you need to do for you. Do no harm for anybody. Okay. And do no harm, especially to you. Take care of you and think logically. Don't follow all these yahoos that make crazy predictions about things that are not going to
Go
happen.
get groceries, you
Yeah,
know,
do
like, you know,
your
go home
every
and
day.
batten down,
Ex
and
exactly.
it's a solar eclipse.
Exactly. It's a solar eclipse. It brings about change.
I remember seeing it when I was younger and
Yeah.
getting the special glasses to watch, and it was pretty cool. Pam Gregory did bring up something. She said that if you want to think about where the themes, because it also depends on where it's hitting you in your birth chart.
Right.
And I'll go back to birth chart and something else about some of that stuff in a minute. But I think she said April 2005. So if you go back and look at what was happening in your life at that time, what were the impacts? Because that was the influences of that. Or was that the Neptune, Jupiter? I can't remember. I'm pretty sure it was the eclipse that she was talking about. Anyways, there's themes in there that you can go back and look. I think it's the last eclipse was 2017. I'm trying to remember. Yeah. Anyways, Pam says go back to April 20, 2005 and see those themes. And we were chatting just before we came online here, and
Yeah.
it's like, oh yeah, at that time I was in the Northwest Territories, and by the end of the year I'd moved out of one community to another, and then I did a leapfrog across, you know, from Northwest Territories to Alberta back to North Bay, where I swore I'd never move back to. So it was like, when I think back, like, look at the energies that were already working to bring me back here. And then I left and then ended up coming back, and we ended up coming back
Well, I
the
was
same
in
year.
Sault Ste. Marie and I moved to Guelph and then I moved to Kitchener all in the same year. And then I moved, like I was wondering, where do I need to go next? Where do I need to go next? But that was exactly 11 years later. And then Spirit showed me the big sign, the huge sign. North Bay.
I know, I remember you telling me
It's
that,
like,
and you're
what?
going, I don't even know where that
I don't even know anybody.
is.
So I knew nobody, nothing. I just know that Spirit said I need to go to North Bay. And within 6 months of being in North Bay, I met a wonderful group people, absolutely wonderful people. I think within a year of that, no, how long we've known each other for 4 years now?
I'm trying to remember because it was through Trevor that we met,
Yeah.
and it was all because you were at.
But that was before COVID, wasn't it?
Oh,
We
yeah,
met.
it was before COVID. It
Yeah. So
was
before you.
2018, maybe 2018, 2019.
Yeah. So we both moved here in 2016.
Yeah.
And I mean, the calling was so strong.
Strong. I was kicking and screaming coming back. Although this time I chose to come back. But when you look at, so then when you look at the time, like when you look at the events in your life, just to kind of wrap this back around. So for us, reflecting back on, well, what were those changes? And when you think about it, it's like, wow, look at all those universal gears that were shifting and changing to bring us back to a place where we were meant to be. But also, there were some big, huge changes going on the planet energetically, and it's I won't say astrologically, but changes for the ascension of the planet. So it was like taking everybody, like pieces of a game or a put, and putting them all, everybody where they were meant to be for this part, this whatever the next part that's coming in the ascension process.
Exactly. And look at all the people that we've talked to that have moved from out of like all over the place, and
And
they were
ended up
called,
here.
yeah, they were they felt the need to move to North Bay.
Yeah, even Suzanne was like, "What? We're
Yeah,
moving where?
exactly. Exactly.
Why?"
And she's from New Mexico, for God's sake.
Yes,
You know,
exactly.
so it's just amazing. Like the people from all over the place are ending up in North Bay. What?
With all
Why?
the soul families that are gathering, it we're all being, it's like
We're
having a
drawn
little
together.
homing device on that it's like beep, 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 calling us
Exactly.
all together, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and Lisa Renee, energetic synthesis. I mean, that's where, I'm a member of her community and get a lot of really good information about the hidden, the truth that's been hidden from us about who we are, why we're here, what this planet is going through. And it was really interesting because the February podcast that she did, she talked about how, so let me just backtrack a little bit. So these controllers of the planet, I'll just use that word for now, they have created cataclysmic events throughout the history of this planet. So there have been whole civilizations that existed on this planet long before we got here
Yes.
and that we're totally unaware of. And in each of those, as they were, doing their evil stuff, let's just say, they wiped out humanity with a cataclysmic event. So it was decree, and so these timelines, so for example, the 9/11 timeline, that's one pretty memorable one. That was created on purpose to put us off on this different trajectory. And the JFK assassination, the Abraham Lincoln assassination, all of that is to create trauma for people. And we won't get into the pandemic stuff, but that was all part of it as well. So, but this time, God wins, and the cosmic multidimensional beings that have been trying, I mean, for our us as you go down in the lower dimensions, time is very long, but the higher dimensions you are, there is either no time or time goes by very quickly. So this battle over the planet and us as our angelic, human beings with our special DNA, the whole this there has been a lot of wars, spiritual warfare over this planet. And I mean, we don't have enough time today to go into that. Anyone who's interested in going to the ES website, it's a deep rabbit hole. But so the point is that they created these timelines to create trauma, to create this, keep us in this slave race mentality, let's say. And the last, I just about fell on the floor and I was listening to her because all of a sudden she started talking about how she didn't really want to disclose this because she knew how divisive it was in the community. But the plan was to assassinate Trump.
Wow.
And he is actually connected to JFK, who's connected to Abraham Lincoln, not genetically through the way we would think about it, but they're connected to this cosmic father, Ruby Templar beings that were sent, who chose to come here at this time to help the planet and help the people through this ascension. And the whole plan was to assassinate him, to bring everybody into a different timeline and create trauma, just like they did with the assassination of JFK.
Right.
But that was averted, that was changed, and it happened because of the when Uranus, it went whatever that happened, that direct thing. It was all around the end of January anyway. So it's pretty, and I mean that stuff doesn't get out into the media, right?
No, it doesn't.
And our media is so bought and paid for by these controllers. So going back, so that's part of what's happening. But during that time too, it put us, the planet, all of us human beings on the planet, on this timeline that we are not going to have a nuclear war. We are not going to have, I mean, there's all kinds of eruptions and weather, earthquakes and volcanic activity and stuff around the Earth. But if you think about it from as the Earth as a being, it's purging all of these alien technology, these implants they put into the earth, all of this stuff, all this inversion, because they took everything and they inverted it. So it's a purging of everything from the planet. And for example, in Iceland, all those volcanoes and eruptions and all the earthquakes and stuff is to get rid of all the underground stuff. Let's just say
The
underground,
nasty stuff.
all the tunnels and all that
Yes.
stuff. So we have been assured that all that this time at this point in humanity, and that's the beauty of being here at this time, there is not going to be like, I think the last one was in the 1500s or something like that, 1800s, maybe 1500.
Think it's 1500.
Yeah, that
Yeah.
there was a big event.
Yeah.
And what they were doing is just wiping out everybody off the planet
Yeah.
and then, yeah, starting all over again. So it's pretty interesting when you think of that. But now they're trying to do the same thing with this eclipse. They're trying to create fear. So first it was the pandemic, all the fear. And what did I see recently? Monkeypox. I'm going seriously.
Really?
Okay, we're going to have a war here and a war here. Speaking of wars, I think it's important to understand, like the war in Israel, Ukraine, those are Stargate. Though that's where the Stargates are. So it may seem like it's a physical warfare that's happening, but it's also spiritual warfare, and they're fighting over those Stargate systems and closing down and evicting all the nasties, and that's causing a lot of panic for these controllers that are physically on the planet, and all the ones that are that we can't see, like the non-beings, because they got nowhere to go.
Exactly.
They can't access those things anymore. They can't do what they used to do, and their days are limited. So, anyways, try to bring this back to the eclipse. Sorry. So really, when it comes to the eclipse, if you're able to go out and enjoy it and experience it, that's great.
Protect your eyes,
Protect your
people.
eyes. However, all of there could be surprises. There could be
There
some,
is going to be surprises. There's going to be some shakeups. There's going to be families that are going, oh, okay, I don't need to put up with that anymore. And they're going to be saying, you know what, I deserve better than this, and walking away. But they're going to be doing it in a peaceful manner. But, you know, be practical. Just be practical and kind.
Very kind.
Kindness is very important.
So, what else does spirit say around this eclipse? Anything else that you're getting?
Well, I get that there's going to be a lot of hair triggers, like tempers, that are just going to go explode very, very quickly. And they're saying, look within, look within. The looking within part is the most important part, this, because you're going to have a lot of changes this year, but they're going to be slow, a little bit here, a little bit there. And as you're going through these changes, you're going, oh, well, that wasn't so bad at all. And you're not thinking, oh, at first I thought this was going to be terrible, but look at this. This is turning out better than I thought.
Well, and I mean, it's kind of like the tower moment in tarot or any chaos that happens. Like living through it isn't fun.
No.
But if we realize that we have to, in order for a change to happen, we have to get rid of those things that no longer serves us. And it could feel like our whole world's falling apart. But it has to happen in order to push us or to change things and put us in a different trajectory.
Absolutely. So that you could find the peace and the love. And, you know, it's funny how during chaotic periods like that, you'll see how important or what truly is important to you. And it's not going to be all the things. It's going to be the people that you care about and love. So it's getting back to that, being in a state of love, right?
Well, and I think too, like during this period of time, we have, like, we just finished coming through a lunar eclipse. Now we've
Right.
got the solar eclipse. We had the full moon. We have a new moon. So new moon is about beginnings. The full moon is about, endings, basically.
Yeah.
And then we have Mercury retrograde. We have the solar flares. We have, our bodies are changing.
Yeah.
Our DNA is changing. We're all changing. And the planet is, everybody on the planet is changing.
Everybody.
It's anyone
Absolutely
who's
right.
human is
Exactly. Well,
changing.
on another note, I have to also express to people how at this time they're also going to start being more of their authentic self. And as you become more of your authentic self, you're going to attract all the others that are authentic as well. So that's where you're going to attract your life mate. That's where all that lovey-lovey stuff comes in, you know? So it's like you're finally finding friends that have a lot of things in common with you and are on the same vibration as you. And you're up there and you're starting to vibrate higher and higher. It's like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Just relax. Just go with that flow. It's going to be cool time, a very cool time.
Well, I didn't get a chance to finish listening to Lisa Renee's March Foundation call. And the Q&A part is always the most interesting. But she was talking about how, and I hadn't ink, so it, I have to let it process it a bit more to just kind of make the connection of what it all means. But she said that as we're going through this process, we're clearing and connecting with our stations of identity, which is our past lives. We're clearing those through ancestral, genetic, et cetera, et cetera. That's not so new. But what she said is, as we go through this new process that is now being made available to us by these, well, let's just say being made available to us without it getting too complex, is that we're actually trying to find our equal. So there's another aspect of us that's in the higher dimensional self, and we're trying to find that so that we can merge with that that spiritual, let's just call it the spiritual double of who we are, and connect. And so we can, well, I guess if you think about it, bring heaven to earth, or
Exactly. That's
right.
exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And all these energies, all these astrological things are actually helping us to change, even though we might not, we don't know, because we haven't been told the truth of who we are and how we do this. But it's all to move us towards this, who we are really meant to be and who we are and where we came from and all that stuff. So,
Absolutely.
and I was thinking there was something else I was going to share about what she said, but it doesn't. As a side note, you're going to find this really interesting. Someone asked a question about allergies. And she said, well, a lot of the people that come in here who have not spent a lot of time as being reincarnated as human and come from other star planets, often one of the things that can happen is that they have trouble in this physical realm, and that creates a lot of those allergies and stuff.
Yes,
And
definitely.
any of the allergies around animals and stuff like that can also be an aspect of that. So it was pretty interesting. Maybe I'll get that information. We'll do a little mini podcast on it, because that was pretty interesting. But
I
anyway.
do believe that. And it's like they said, a lot of people that have allergies, and I have a lot of allergies. It's because we want to be back home. We want to go back home because this realm is, it's not pure.
Well, and she did talk about that too in her foundations call, saying, a lot of people are feeling that right now. And it's a good
Yeah.
point to bring up this, like, why am I here? And
But you agreed to be here.
not that people are suicidal, it's
No.
just they feel this longing to go home.
Exactly.
It's hard being here.
Yeah, but you chose
And
to
but
be
you
here. You've
chose
got
to
to
be
learn those
here.
lessons.
you chose to be here, but
Yep.
it's like that, but it's very natural if people are feeling that right now, that,
Exactly.
that calling to just go home. And especially for those people who are more in tune with, the fact that they came here from some other time and place.
I've had several of my people that have come to me lately that were talking about all they want to do is go back home. You know? So it's like, yeah,
They just need to hang in there a
you
little
just
bit
need it.
longer.
That is exactly what I said. Hang in there a little longer. There's a few more things you need to do here before it's your time.
And it's a natural feeling, right? So
Exactly.
because and as you become more connected to those higher aspects of who you are and understand that you might not have all the vocabulary or know, all the details, but you have a sense
Yeah,
that, oh yeah, I
absolutely.
have an idea that I was somebody, something else, somebody else, not somebody, but something else. And yeah, anyway. So, as we wind this up here, I thought I would just share this information from Suzanne. And this is what she shared with us. We've entered into the significant energy source of the full moon lunar eclipse in the sign of Libra on Monday, March 25th, and the new moon solar eclipse in the sign of Aries on Monday, April 8th, 2024. The lunar eclipse magnifies the area of life that Libra rules, our committed relationships, our marriage, our significant others, our business partners, the justice system, our relationship with harmony and balance in our lives. This energy encourages us to be honest with ourselves. So this is all the stuff that you're saying, and our partners about ourselves and within the relationship. By doing this, the relationship will move forward in new and revitalized ways, such as taking the next step in the relationship. The energy also supports our cutting karmic ties, karmic relationships, and dynamics that do not support our health and well-being by moving forward with divorces, breakups, dissolution of business contracts, legal contracts. The energy of the lunar eclipse in Libra will impact us for at least 6 months.
Okay.
So if that's March, September, yeah, there's energy around September.
There is.
There's something about September I keep getting. And as for the new moon solar eclipse in Aries, this is the one we're talking about today, April 8th. This is the flip side of the coin. Aries is about new beginnings, fresh starts in life, new growth and honoring, empowering, embodying your own self-care, self-worth, self-empowerment, uniqueness, bravery, and your spiritual warrior self. As you release from karmic patterns and relationships that no longer serve your highest good, the more empowered and brave you will be in the areas of life that Aries rules, which is independence, freedom, entrepreneurship, leadership roles, standing up for yourself and others in assertive ways, and having the courage to start new endeavors in your life, new relationships that are supportive of you, new projects, new ideas, new creations, and new starts and sparks within your current relationship, whether they be marriages, love relationships, business ownership, and new adventures. The energy of the solar eclipse in Aries will impact us for the next year. So it is the. And she said the lunar eclipse portal initiates 6 months of releasing the old that no longer supports your spiritual growth and well-being. And the solar eclipse initiates 1 year to build up the new you. New relationships, whether they actually are brand new or feel that way, new projects, new ideas, new life. This is where Reiki. This is when she was talking about Reiki. So, eclipse portals are magic. The cauldron is stirring. What is being brewed within you? Who is supportive of this and who is not? What is getting ready to take form? What magical creature has been hidden inside of you and is ready to come out and play? This year is tough and beautiful at the same time. This is where gratitude for our lives, our supportive loved ones, and our sovereignty take center stage.
Perfect.
That's beautiful
That's
the way that she
very.
wrote that. So I know people might have been hoping as they tuned in today to hear, like, as my daughter would say, the tea on the eclipse. Are we going to spill the tea on the hidden? It would be far more exciting episode if we could sit here and go, oh yes, this solar eclipse, this is what's going to happen and that's what's going to happen. But it's just not
No.
what this is about.
No, it's not. The overall thing is, take care, be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and just be aware. of what's going on around you. Think with your head. Don't think with your, or think with your heart and your head together. Don't be impulsive. Think before you leap. That's the most important thing right now.
Yeah, and I think, oh, I know what I was gonna say. Thank you, Janet. That was really well said. The what other people may not understand, and I because I'm not on any social media, you can tell me if anyone's talking about this, but we're moving from the lunar energy, astrological energies into the solar astrological energies. So it's going to affect everybody because we're all born under some sign, right? And what those impacts are, it's too much for us to go into right now. But it's just something else to kind of tuck away in there. And the astrology isn't, I mean, sure, you can read your astrology and figure out what your day is going to be like, or who you're meant to be with, or what new job you're supposed to get. But really, the astrologies are telling us where the energies are hitting the houses within our chart, the aspects of us, and how those are going to impact us, and what to be mindful of as, you know, as we're being hit with these, so that we can at least have a bit of forewarning and understanding to then go, oh, this is happening because, you know, the big pot's being stirred up, in my work sector, you know, because a change has to be made. And if you, I can tell you right now from my own experience, if you know, if you get an inkling that you're supposed to change something and you don't, the universe is going to kick you a big one in the butt
They sure will.
and will rip the carpet out from under you because you stayed too long, you didn't make the decision, and now you're going to be forced to make the decision. So wouldn't you rather be making that decision when you're not under, you know, those types of stresses? So
Absolutely. Absolutely. Be clear, you know, listen when you get that message. Because for me, what happens is if I'm sitting here with you and we're talking, and I get a message for you. If I don't tell you that message, the message goes around and around and around in my head until I speak it. And it'll drive me crazy until I speak it. So, you know how sometimes we're having a conversation and I just blurt out something. That's it's like an
And the worst part is when I go, hold that
Yes, it
thought. No
drives me crazy.
speaking.
Don't say it yet. Not yet.
I gotta get my book. Do I need to write this down? Like, no, we're doing something for you today, Janet. Spirit has to be quiet.
That's hard. That's very hard.
Yeah.
But no, overall, I'd say, like, think with your head, think with your heart, don't leap into anything, and be aware of what's going on around you. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Self-love to you is so important. People start looking at the good in you. Stop looking at the negative things. Look in the mirror and say, wow, I feel great today. You know, all those things are
Yes.
very, very important.
So take those eclipse energies and shine. So,
Exactly.
yeah. So I hope this is helpful to our listeners. Like I said, it's probably not as exciting as some of the stuff that's being, you know, thrown around out there and predicted and everything else. But, you know, and today's episode wasn't about diving into some of the bigger predictions or anything like that.
No.
And some of them are going to be a little hard for people to even hone in on, I think, because things are changing so rapidly. New information is coming in. Some of that information is coming to us that are connecting with those other beings and spirit, whatever, on a need to know basis. And some of it they might not even know themselves because new energies, new things are coming. This is a time that has never existed on the planet before, ever. So,
So
and
take care.
influences that would happen. Yes.
It's important to take care.
Watch your eyeballs. It'd be interesting. Yeah, let's just see what happens with Trudeau and our government. Wouldn't that be lovely if we
We'll
had a
see what
big
happens.
shake up?
Exactly.
Maybe it'll take a year, but
Yeah,
anyway.
you never know.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Janet.
You're
And just
welcome.
as a side note, I just want to let people know that there's been a gap in episodes, but had a family loss, and that kind of put this on the back burner, but we will be back on track with some really interesting episodes going forward. So, again,
Have a great day. This is Janet Graham.
have a fabulous day. This is Ame.